back and meet all the stations because they're important. The London Guardian even had the similar headline, but Zero Hedge has too. Post-Epstein document dump, the moment for left-right populist unity. Well, there is left-right populist unity, transcending the paradigm at one level. There's also leftists trying to spin it all and only make it about Trump. And then there's right-wingers saying, no, don't look at any of it because Trump's innocent. Trump is innocent of the pedophilia and the cannibalism and all that, but his Justice Department's, the buck stops with him, is now, and I've got documents on that, is officially involved in the cover-up. So I'm still going to report on the good stuff Trump's doing, but I'm just really upset and angry and going to just always point that out. And we're going to look at the Trump people that are in there. That's what the listeners want. But it's almost a sin because the stuff is nothing burgers. But just to show we're good, we'll do it. I mean, it's all Democrats murdering babies, drinking blood, everything else. And no one wants to cover that because it feels too good to go, I'm pure. I'm a Republican. I'm against Trump now because of this. But, here's an example. Anna Kasparian, who, none of this is real. I'm full of crap all the years. No apology to me. She's all, it's Israel. It's Mossad. Israel runs all this. Israel does this. Yeah, Israel is heavily involved. Why don't you say MI6? Why don't you say CIA? You see, it's okay to say just Israel. And then you've got Congressman Merchant, who I love, who says, no, I think the Justice Department's covering up. So see, from the Republican, you get real criticism of what's going on. She diverts off into Israel. And then they make it all about Netanyahu's behind it. I'm not defending Netanyahu. I just report the truth. Ehud Barak is his archenemy and a Rothschild agent, and that's in the documents. But I told you that decades ago. And so was Epstein. And the Rothschilds are on record fighting to get rid of Netanyahu. So it's an inner battle going on. It doesn't mean Netanyahu doesn't run honeypots and stuff. They've been caught doing that. It's just that if you just say it's Israel, that doesn't make Israel any less guilty. But if you say it's just Israel, now you're guilty of covering up because this guy was CIA, if he was anything, at the top. He was all of it. He was running the CIA secret air force in 1991 and brags about it. And it's in the documents. I mean, it's wild, folks. So we're going to expose all of it. Here's the clips.
I think we need to take a step back and look at the bigger picture here, which is what was really going on with Epstein? Because Epstein was more than just a serial pedophile and a pervert. He was an incredibly powerful man who was, by the way, in multiple instances in the files that were just released, talking about his work for Mossad, talking about his work for the Rothschilds. I mean, it just goes on and on. And so, can we discuss the blackmail operation that was taking place and which government that's a special ally of the United States put him up to it? And do we really want to be allies with a country that kidnaps young girls for rape just so they can have dirt on American politicians and control our foreign policy? That's the bigger underlying issue here that no one's talking about. Yeah.
Should there be an investigation or a special counsel investigation?
I don't know. I'm not an attorney. I just find them guilty and hang them publicly. I mean, that's not over the top either. I'm ready. I'm over it. It disgusts me. I'm big on clarity and transparency, and that's a good reason people don't trust government, either party.
But you don't believe what the Justice Department is saying?
I don't know. No, I don't. I don't. I don't trust.
Yeah, I don't trust them. That's where I'm at. If I don't just trust them, I know what they're doing. We got the proof. It's cover up. Okay. And I've been saying, looks like that's where they went. I can't completely prove it. Now with everything we got, yeah, it's cover up. Now is Trump conscious of it all? I don't know. But I'm going to hammer the hell out of this because there's all this other news. But at the end of the day, this Epstein, CIA, Mossad, MI6. Satanic Network is what's running things, and exposing it will bring them all down. They are desperate right now. They're calling me up right now. The Atlantic's calling up right now. They're all listening right now. One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at theyellowshowstore.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to theyellowshowstore.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at theyellowshowstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there. Ah! Yeah!
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Every time that I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face get clearer. The past is gone.
I'm going to do this as a demonstration, everybody. So when you look at what they're doing, from my perspective, I believe this is very informative. I'm going to show you what they're showing that Trump did bad. And then I'm going to just give you a snapshot of all the stuff they don't want you to talk about. Buying, selling children, sex slaves, killing children, paying women to have babies, taking the babies, draining the babies, torturing babies sexually. It's all confirmed, all real, all his emails. All of it happened. And almost no one is actually covering that of these influencers and talk show hosts and Piers Morgan. It's just, oh, Israel's running it. Yeah, he's involved with Israel. But tell us what's going on. You see? So let's look at what Republicans are connected to here. And then let's compare it to the Democrats, including Steve Jobs' widow, coming up. Because it's so illustrative. Now, remember, this is not an apology of Trump. This is not a defense of Trump. Oh, this is the opposite. Because the DOJ, the buck stops with Trump, by extension, not focusing, not covering this. Todd Blanche saying there's no abuse, no evidence of anybody being abused. That's why we're not doing anything. When literally thousands of emails with people's names on them, and some of them have the names unredacted, prominently talking about sex slaves, paying for them, killing kids, drinking blood, all of it. 18-wheelers full of sulfuric acid, you know, all of it. So, but see, the left, the corporate media, the system, all the fake influencers that are rebels are telling you the truth now, it's all very limited to some nebulous Israel thing, not even saying what Israel did, to protect the CIA, because you get CIA, you get them too, and MI6, and the King of England, and his brother, and all of them. So we're giving big picture, not zooming in on one little grain of sand, pulling back and seeing the beach. And noticing that the real resistance of the Justice Department would be, okay, Todd Blanche, you say there's nothing going on. What's this? What's that? What's this? What's that? Because that'll actually bring the whole thing down. But if you just make it about Trump's covering it up, but never tell you what he's covering up, or asking, do you know this is what you're covering up, Trump? I don't know. The point is, now you get how my mind works. And I'm not a lesser of two evils. I'm not an injustifies the means guy. But I liken it to, we're in a worldwide tyranny. If America falls, where do you go? Boy, you sure want to save America. It's not that you can make it perfect, but where am I going to go? Just Trump killing the global carbon tax regime, all the estimates are 2 billion dead within a decade if they cut the energy off. And so I have to sit there and pray and go, God, I don't want to be lesser to evil. You know, Trump is doing that. He thinks this is all a tar baby. He thinks it'll bring down the economy if this comes out. he's decided to go ahead and whitewash it because it's so horrible. I know that's why, for people that have been there. I'll leave it at that. I understand the thinking of that, but I don't agree with that morally, because if we start by increment choosing lesser two evils, well, we do it more and more and more and more and more. So you'll go for what's 51% good versus 49% evil, and now that's how the devil converts you. And then just all the other good stuff that's happening. So for me, it's very painful at a spiritual level, because I know by saying, just be done, may the heavens fall, because I understand the incrementalism of unjustified means, that I will not go along with it, that I am dooming billions to death. Now you're in my thinking. See, people think like, oh, he's not attacking Trump because he gets money. No, I get lawsuits, hell, attacks for defending Trump. But because he was overall much better, I just tried to explain it all and hope that, that we were wrong. Now that it becomes 100% clear, I can't live in denial. And I was never in denial, but getting close. Plus, here's the deal. It allows the Democrats to spin all this when they're the ones promoting pedophilia, sexualization of children, transgenderism, that's the tip of the spear, all this insane stuff. They get to now turn around because of Trump joining the cover-up and make him guilty, and by extension, all of us that defend him. And that's what makes me the maddest about this. Because we've got them by the balls. So now I've explained to you my thinking on this. Because I always do what I know is right. It's instinctive. What's right, I don't think about consequences to me. But I do think about consequences to others. And it's a big deal to go, okay, this could derail the good stuff Trump's doing, and then the really super bad guys that we know are up to it, their eyeballs, 1 trillion times beyond him, are going to be right back in. And God's like, yeah, don't be Machiavellian. Injustifies the means which got us here. God's like, explain it to me. The incrementalism, how it works. I'm like, good. I thought I was getting that message, but okay. Still, intellectually, I have to learn to give it all to God. Because God's been telling me in the last month, you know, to study it all, pray about it, and then make the decision. And that said, I just spent most of the time talking about Trump again. I need to get into the enemy, okay? Because they are so scared to actually look at what they've done. I mean, this is Democrats killing kids, folks. And it's all Democrats, okay? And who knows? They're holding back half the files. There might be Republicans involved, but I know these circles. I know these groups. I've studied them. They don't intermix other than the Bushes. Back then, it was just one party. And that's here to kind of break up the Tea Party. We got a beachhead in the Republicans. We've kind of taken part of it over. But I already know so much. I understand that's why Republicans never pop up, because they're not really there. Other than, let's do it now, Howard Lutnick. So Howard Lutnick, over a decade ago, buys the townhouse next to Epstein. And it turns out that the same real estate investment company owned by Epstein's main handler we know of, other than Bill Barr, Wexler, owned the consortium that he bought the house from. So right there, you got him in business with Epstein by extension. Then you've got some other big investment fund in media stuff that a bunch of people are invested in. So, okay, yeah, they were both invested in a venture capital company. Okay, but these guys are invested in everything. So that's really a nothing burger, but it is suspicious he lives next door to him. And so that alone needs to be looked into. But that's the best they got. Or Steve Bannon, who is well known forever, running around to all the rich people trying to get money to Republican causes. I mean, I've had him before, like, you know, hey, can you get people to try to help this cause over here? And that's he's very energetic. And I'm not going to defend Bannon. I don't think Bannon was involved in anything bad. We've known he went and interviewed Epstein, asked him some pretty hard questions. But the left's all like, oh, my God. He was asking Epstein, you know, advice about how to make Brexit stronger. Doesn't mean Epstein was for Brexit. Epstein was high-level CIA Mossad. Okay, so Bannon's over there. Bannon's involved. We see anything real, whatever, fine. That's what we got. Other than the Justice Department, Todd Blanche, saying there's no abuse of kids, we're not doing any investigations, when the damn emails are full of total absolute proof of the sex slave is in the hotel room, they've paid for it. Okay, this little girl I'm in bed with says that she's praying, she's going to live, Jesus is going to save her, whoops, Jesus didn't save you. I mean, it goes on and on, okay? Oh, I got all these young women at Zorro, I'm taking their babies. I mean, it's all there. Come on, don't give me that. You got Pam Bondi, oh, we've seen the hundreds of kids getting raped, prominent people, they're all going to jail, oh, we got it all. Suddenly, I never saw that, I just meant he had a bunch of child porn. I'm done. There is no real Trump stuff we've seen, or even his big orbit, because this was a Harvard Democrat CIA nest. The big nest with Republicans with Bush and the CIA got shut down in the late 80s because it got exposed. It was in the front page of the papers. They handed the baton off to Epstein. Now with documents brought up by Mike Benz that have been public, but he knows how to look for them. The last month, all these huge reports he's done, that Epstein comes in with Bill Barr, takes over the CIA airbase, CIA airline in Ohio, brings in the Somalis, is involved worldwide in all this stuff. So I don't even count the Bushes as like Republicans. They're just the globalist system. But we're spending time right now on it. And most of the coverage is of that. Steve Bannon, political activity. I mean, I can open my phone up. It's full of Steve Bannon sending me links and this and that. We got to get on this. We got to get this person confirmed. Blah, blah, blah. He's, blah, 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 blah. So it's all the same stuff. Not a defense of Bannon. It's just telling you the facts. But then we have Ludnick here. And so what do we have on Ludnick? Because, again, we're spending precious time on this, but ooh, let's look later. Ludnick and Epstein were in business together. CBS News. And then it lists the stuff I said. And you got Ludnick in an interview, who's not his normal chipper self, telling a story about Epstein. I don't know if the story's true or not. I know most women didn't like Epstein and their skin crawled over it, so I tend to believe it. But here is a clip of Ludnick talking about his one meeting with Epstein when they moved in. And this same story he tells, been told by many others, were like, you want special massages? Basically, I run a whorehouse. And by the way, you look at the documents, 90% of it was like super whores, you know, 20, 25, 30, like thoroughbred hookers. He ran whorehouses all over the place. So he had whatever you wanted. But imagine in front of Ludnick's wife, he's like, if you believe Ludnick, and then it fits the MO, so you have to have background. He's like, hey, you guys are rich and powerful. You know, a lot of people like that swing or whatever. It's like, I didn't know what pineapples upside down meant until I was like at a resort many years ago, and this attractive woman and her husband come over to me and my wife, and they go, she's wearing an upside down, you know, pineapple necklace, and she's like, hey, let's get together, let's put it on. I was like, whoa. And then they're like, do you like pineapple? And then after they leave, I like Google it, and upside, I'm like, oh my god, that's swinging. So I didn't know all these cases, these weird terms. Yeah, my buddy years ago had a rent house. And the people moved out and got mad that he kicked them out because they weren't paying the rent. And he goes, man, those a-holes, they did an upper decker in all the toilets. And I go, what's an upper decker? See, I didn't want to tell you. It's like it's like what's funny, craps in the top of the cistern of the toilet. Just, you know, I didn't know all this stuff. I don't know what an upside down pineapple means. I don't know what but he's like, hey, you got the massage table right here. So we're spending our time on this set of cannibalism because we're going to expose the Republicans because, you know, we're not covering up for them. We already explained Trump's admin is covering up all the stuff the Democrats are doing that's confirmed. That's the big evil. That's the thing to target. But no, let's spend all our time, nebulous Israel, nebulous Ludnick. And then I'll get to how to train babies to give you better blowjobs in a minute. I'm sorry, this is in here. I'm sorry. Torture. Democrats don't want to talk about that. You see, they want to talk about this. So here's Ludnick.
He was your neighbor for 10 years. How well did you know him?
All right. So we are in number 11 and he lives in number 9.
Right.
So we renovate, we buy our house and our house is pigeons and mice.
Right.
Okay. That's it. It was derelict.
Right.
So we rebuild our house. We move in 2005. Okay. Jeffrey Epstein is arrested in like 08, I think, or something like
that. Right.
So knock on the door. his assistant on like a Saturday says, Mr. Epstein, your neighbor would like to invite you over for coffee. So my wife and I go next door. You know, we walk the seven steps,
yes,
right, to the next house for coffee. We share a wall.
Right.
Right. So it's in New York City. So he invites us in. We have coffee in this. And he says, do you want a tour?
Mm.
We said, great.
Interesting.
He's got a really big house.
Every room you went into?
He's got, well, I'll tell you. So his house is like super big, really wide. And so he gives me a tour in the living room, big living room. And then across from it is double doors. I assume it's the dining room.
Yeah.
And he opens the doors and there's a massage table in the middle
Ooh.
Of the room.
Ooh.
And candles all around and stuff. So I ask very insightful, cutting questions. I say to him, massage table in the middle of your house? How often do you have a massage? And he says, every day. And then he like gets like weirdly close to me.
Ooh.
And he says, and the right kind of massage.
Ooh.
Now, my wife is standing here. So she looks at me and I look at her and we say, I'm sorry, we have to go. And we left. And in the 6 or 8 steps it takes to get from his house to my house, my wife and I decided that I will never be in the room with that disgusting person ever again.
Really?
So I was never in the room with him socially, for business, or for even philanthropy. If that guy was there, I wasn't going because he's gross.
Oh.
And so I look back at it as a gift.
Yes.
He gave me a gift.
Yes.
Of a voice.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So that's my story. A one and absolutely done.
Right.
And we haven't found anything else in Lutnick in there. So I don't know if it's true or not, but okay, we spent our time on Lutnick. Now let's go to the real stuff that's wrong with the Trump administration. This is in the file. DOJ's respondent said, no, it's real. And this is, and I talked to Carl Serafin, who knows how to decipher the FBI codes are on it. It's New York. It's a main investigation. And they say in here, we've been ordered to redact presidents and secretaries of states and others from this. And it's in association with women being abused. Now, that's all nebulous. Now, is that a setup by the left? Some FBI person put that in? We need to know. Or is that real? Well, we have, get Todd Blanche ready. We have Todd Blanche saying last week, there's no abuse and we're not investigating anything. So I think it's real. And of course, the email's real, but I'm saying, is it a setup? We know that goes on a lot. Or is this actually what they've been told to do? And I think it's what they've been told to do. So there you go. That's the meat and potatoes. Let me read this to you. IMD rides needs clear and specific guidance to redact those photographs. Some photographs depict victims, unknown identified females and males, former U.S. presidents, secretaries of state, and others. Celebrities. It goes into the software. There it is. So that needs to be responded to. That's super bad. Now, starting today, the Justice Department opened up to anybody in Congress as much time as they want to be there. They'll be there for a month, they said, to go in and search the unredacted files to read the names that are on them. Well, MTG made a good point to Congressman Massey when he made this point that, you know, he's going to get the names and read them live in Congress. That search the names, search anything with pizza or with beef jerky. Because we want to know in these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails. I mean, I have like huge stacks. Look here. I got a stack here. There's probably 100 emails. I got two more stacks on beef jerky. And we haven't even printed probably 10% of them, okay? It just goes on and on. And I mean, it's like, we're landing the beef jerky. We're going to walk it up to you. All right, I don't want it cold like last night. I want it live. I'll show you all that. So we need to be focused on that and him buying babies and who is he's buying them from and who he's selling them to. Because then we have all the old reports going back decades and years ago. Some are 20 years old, some are 10 years old, some are five. Of women to the FBI, he came, he bought my baby. I was at Zorro Ranch. They had all this medical stuff. They were draining. You know. So these women didn't make this up because they're saying things to the FBI and they have got police reports too. And you got women escaping all of this. And then you get the emails and it matches. This is real, folks, okay? So we just spent 10 minutes on Howard Lutnick. If he's guilty, send him to, you know, San Quentin. Of what, though? You see, we're focusing all on things that go nowhere because that's how they're doing this. But, oh, 10 minutes into the show, I said I'm going to be talking about the Atlantic and its owner and how much she went to the island. And my phone started ringing from the Atlantic. They haven't called me in over 10 years. Old Jeffrey Goldberg. See? Because I'm a bloodhound and I'm going where they don't want to go. That's what they don't like. They think you're stupid. They think I'm stupid. We're not. So, this is what the Trump administration is doing wrong. They're saying we're covering up leaders and celebrities. This is the proof. And here's Todd Blanche admitting and trying to bully a reporter last week.
Thank you. You said this is the end of the Epstein, of your review of the Epstein files. So just to clarify, is the public going to learn the identities of the men who abused the girls with the information that you're releasing? And if not, why not? And then I have a quick follow-up.
I mean, you just baked in an assumption into your question that I have never said and I don't know to be true. Is the public going to learn about men that abuse these girls? Like, what does that mean? I mean, I don't understand what that means.
Well, I mean, they're the men who abused the young women through Epstein's...
We said in July, and it remains as true today as it was in July, if we had information, we meaning the Department of Justice, about men who abused women, we would prosecute them, right? We talked about the work that we're doing. That's why I said that. I said this earlier. There's this built-in assumption that somehow there's this hidden tranche of information of men that we know about that we're covering up or that we're choosing not to prosecute. That is not the case. I don't know whether there are men out there that abuse these women.
That's like when the judges in 2021 went, we don't see any proof of election fraud, but they wouldn't let you bring the proof in, and they just said it didn't exist. Now it's all come out in court. It was all true. So it's like, we don't know. We don't have confessions. We don't know. You just have thousands of emails about, yeah, we got the sex slave in this hotel room, and yeah, I just bought more babies. And, yeah, we're about to, you know, dress these down and get you all the, you know, stuff delivered for your medical issue. I mean, it's like, what the hell are you talking about? We got one piece of pizza. There's seven of you, but it's really a happy piece of pizza. You're going to love it. And then you got Mark Tramo and, you know, the rest of them sitting there talking about how to train babies better to be raped. I mean, we'll talk about it when we come back. But, yeah, this is beyond evil. There's a popular online meme. Alex Jones was right. Well, I'm not always right, but I'm right about 98% of the time, and I strive to be right. And not just with the news and information we cover and my predictions, but with the products we bring you. And all the products at thealexjonesstore.com are amazing. But the most powerful, the one that 99% of people have basically instant results with, I bet like 3 people out of 500 I've given to that didn't feel anything, is our Ultra Methylene Blue, made in Florida, and 10 times stronger, incredible energy. 99% of people within 30 minutes feel the energy, no letdown, and it's so good for your cells. Again, it would take hours to get into all the things it does for your body. Ladies and gentlemen, it's available right now, back in stock. get yours, and it keeps this broadcast and what we do on the air, so it's a 360 win. If you don't get our Ultra Methylene Blue, you're really missing out, and it really is better than any methylene blue I've ever taken. Believe me, you're missing out if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com and get our Ultra Methylene Blue. It is simply insane.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and you, what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy, he's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things, and their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans, and we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP. And it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule, it should have two hydrogens on it. And like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS Shilajit. This right here, look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm going to eat at 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food. Stop drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby. The entire world is racing into the fourth turning and the greatest quickening our species has seen in 10,000 years of recorded history. You know you're in a war, right? And it's a declared war. The globals have declared war on Team Humanity. They've declared war on the God that made us. It is not incredible. It is not heroic. It is not amazing to fight this. It is survival. This is the priority. This is the real world. This is game time. This is the crossroads of human destiny right now. Right now. And I see a bunch of other people not realizing how desperate the situation is. We need maximum urgency. We're up against the most evil people the world's ever seen. Don't you understand that? I don't want anybody to go out and be physically violent. I want you to kill with truth. Kill with your will. Kill, kill, kill their lies.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so Trump gets into office. Pam Bondi, I don't think, is involved in any of the satanic stuff. All over MO. She comes out and says, yeah, we found out they've got all this hidden stuff. We're going to go get it. Oh my God, it's hundreds of kids getting raped. It's a lot of powerful people. They're in big trouble. And then she gets caught by OMG Media repeating the same thing when she doesn't know she's being taped at a restaurant. And then she makes other similar statements. And then a few months later, she comes out and says at a cabinet meeting, oh no, Epstein had child porn. It wasn't victims. There's nothing there, even though he had all the cameras and hard drives the FBI seized. No, there's nothing there. Even though we talk about torturing and sex slaves, I'll show you the emails in a minute. Showed a bunch last night. We got even more new stuff today. By new, I mean just more horrible stuff. But this is Democrats being protected. Almost all everybody in there with real stuff is Democrats and you know, Larry Summers and Harvard and Bill Gates and all these globalists. But it's not about defending them. It's just we're attacking them. It's about reporting the information. And then by extension, the DOJ covering this up and saying none of it exists, as you heard Todd Blanche say, makes them by extension accomplices under law. But again, the Democrats want to make it all about Trump's DOJ's cover-up. That's clearly they've been trying, not been working. And instead of them frying the Democrats and prosecuting them for what they've got. So when you see Anna Kasparian, you can pull the clips up attacking me for Pizzagate, attacking me for the WikiLeaks that we're delivering a 7, 9, and 11-year-old for your entertainment, Mr. Podesta, to the hidden wooded area. They'll be in the hot tub waiting for your entertainment. And the Aleister Crowley rituals tomorrow. All that stuff. Oh, no. I'm crazy. I'm the devil. I should be off the air. But now that it's all out in the open, she's like, it's Israel and Israel alone. Okay, great. He was involved in the Israel summit. No specifics. No, find out what this is. Find out what that is. What's the sulfuric acid for? Why are you saying you're shipping beef jerky that you have to refrigerate to labs all over the place? We know what it is. Adrenochrome is the kind of dumbed down provincial term, like saying chemtrail versus geoengineering. No, it's tortured kids and their endorphins, not just their adrenaline. It's blood. And it's other things. And it's Peter Nygaard and Epstein and stem cells out of dead babies. And we already knew all this, but it's all in there now. It's insane. I already knew it, but there it is. I mean, like I said, the former head of the FBI in L.A., he was tapped to be the director, very high level, ran major operations for the FBI. He told me all this stuff. And I knew he was credible, so I didn't think he was lying, but it just didn't sound real. And now, here it all is, folks. And it just gets worse and worse and worse. And whereas it should be you have all these leftist politicians resigning in Europe and the U.K., you have all these globalist leftists and Rothschilds in deep trouble because this is a Rothschild operation. And instead, Anna Kasparian is talking about Netanyahu. The Rothschilds are Netanyahu's enemy. He's another bad faction. It's not defending him. It's like know who you're dealing with. Ehud Barak worked for the Rothschilds. They say it in the emails, not Netanyahu. Netanyahu's the enemy in there. And they'll take the clip out and say, look at this son of a bitch covering up from Israel. I'm telling you who the players are and who did it. Anna Kasparian, though, is, again, she's all holy because she's been greenlit by her handler. She can do all this now and look credible because they know the world's woken up. They can't just deny it's happening now. So now just spin it and then divert people, you see. So let's go to the end and then go back to the beginning. Here's Bondi in July, months and months after, totally 180ing, looking like a deer in the headlights, looking very suspicious, and we know she's wrong. Going back on what she was told and what she saw and what she knew, we have like her admitting five times, once secretly. And I'm just supposed to say, oh, it's okay. Yeah, it was a misunderstanding. No, because then I become an accomplice if I go along with that. But all the Democrats attacking Trump and Lubnik and stuff for saying they're screwing kids or they're no. That's all you that do it publicly and the transgenderism and the drag queen story time and the sexualization of children and Keir Starmer covering up for the Muslim mass rape gangs we'll get to later. I got big clips on that. No, you're the thoroughbreds. You're the MVPs. You're the Super Bowl winners. It's you. And so Trump and his people may cover up for you, but I ain't. So when they cut this up and make it look like I'm just attacking Trump or whatever they're doing, you heard what I did. I exposed it. And they have knowingly, from Anna Kasparian right through to all these other people, they're attacking me every day on every channel, that I'm covering up Epstein when I'm actually telling you with the evidence and showing how it works. They are. Then we talk about Lutnick buying a house from Lex Wexner. So he's in business with Epstein. I don't care about Lutnick. The point is that's a diversion to throw us off the trail. Find some real thing of Lutnick, sit him in the electric chair. But it ain't going to be there. They'd already used it. So here's Bondi claims she has no knowledge of Epstein being tied until this is months and months after the next clips you're going to see. Here it is.
Sure. First, to back up on that, in February, I did an interview on Fox, and it's been getting a lot of attention because I said I was asked a question about the client list, and my response was, It's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file along with the JFK, MLK files as well. That's what I meant by that. Also, to the tens of thousands of video, they turned out to be child porn downloaded by that disgusting Jeffrey Epstein. Child porn is what they were. Never going to be released, never going to see the light of day. To him being an agent, I have no knowledge about that. We can get back to you on that. And the minute missing from the video, we released the video showing definitively the video was not conclusive, but the evidence prior to it was showing he committed suicide. And what was on that, there was a minute that was off the counter. And what we learned from Bureau of Prisons was every year, every night, they redo that video. It's old, from like 1999. So every night the video is reset, and every night should have the same minute missing. So we're looking for that video to release that as well, showing that a minute is missing every night. And that's it on Epstein.
Pure BS. And I know people saying hydrofluorocific acid, I get it all mixed up, and then you got the next most deadly or strong acid is hydrofluorocific, and then this is sulfuric, but you can't get the type they're talking about, but it's a breakdown of that and almost as strong and does as all bodies. So, but we're just going to the facts here. So, here is OMG undercover of Bondi months before saying it's tens of thousands of videos and it's all little kids. And then we have her later more specifically saying, no, it's you know, we know who they are. We're going to get them. It's really bad. They're in trouble. Go ahead and play clip B, C, D, and E back to back. Here it is.
Do you know when the Epstein files are going to get released?
We hope soon. The Epstein files have been.
Okay.
So.
Any dates?
No, you know what it is? There are tens of thousands of videos.
Yeah.
And it's all with little kids. So they have to go through every.
What about the Epstein files? A lot of conversation about the Epstein files. And I recognize that when you're dealing with children, it takes much more time. You've got to ensure that what you're sending out publicly is not revealing any personal information. But can you give us a sense of those two items and whether or not we'll learn more about them?
Sure. You're going to hear, all I'll say on January 6th, you're going to hear a lot more about the January 6th commission in a very good way. And as to Epstein, yes, you're absolutely right, Maria. You know, tens of thousands of pages of documents and hundreds of victims of Jeffrey Epstein. Right. So the FBI, they have been working round the clock at my directive, at Kash Patel's directive. Now Dan Bongino's there, who is a great asset for all of us at the FBI as well. But yeah, we have to protect their identity, their personal information to make sure they're safe. But other than that, we are releasing all of these documents as soon as we can get them redacted to protect the victims of him, of all of these horrific crimes.
Understood.
That he committed.
We all did. Mm-hmm. And the FBI handed over a couple hundred pages of documents. But, you know, Sean, I gave them a deadline of Friday at 8 a.m. to get us everything. And a source had told me where the documents were being kept. Southern District of New York, shock. So we got them all by, hopefully all of them, Friday at 8 a.m., thousands of pages of documents. I have the FBI going through them, and Cash is also, now that we have Cash here, it's a game changer, of course, and Cash is going to, Director Patel, is going to get us a detailed report as to why the FBI withheld all of those documents.
Okay. I want to be clear, because I think people got frustrated because they were expecting more. You were expecting more, and you didn't find out less than 24 hours before the release, you got a whistleblower that confirmed that there were way more documents that they were supposed to turn over, and then you found out just before that.
Well, sure. And you're looking at these documents going, these aren't all the Epstein files. You know, they were flight logs. They were names and victims' names. And we're going, where's the rest of the stuff? And that's what the FBI had turned over to us. And so a source said, whoa, all this evidence is sitting in the Southern District of New York.
Yeah.
So based on that, I gave them the deadline, Friday at 8, a truckload of evidence arrived. It's now in the possession of the FBI. Cash is going to get me and himself, really, a detailed report as to why all these documents and evidence had been withheld. And, you know, we're going to go through it as fast as we can, but go through it very cautiously to protect all the victims of Epstein, because there are a lot of victims.
Well, you had identified in phase one over 254.
Four. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, is that the only thing that would be redacted? Will everything else be made public that you get in your possession?
Yeah, the FBI hasn't had, obviously, they haven't looked at the thousands of pages of documents that they've just received Friday. Yeah. But Cash has a team going through them, and it's always about protecting the victim. But you know what? We believe in transparency, and America has the right to know. The Biden administration sat on these documents. No one did anything with them. And why were they sitting in the Southern District of New York? I want a full report on that. You know, sadly, these people don't believe in transparency. But I think more, unfortunately, I think a lot of them don't believe in honesty. And it's a new day. It's a new administration. And everything's going to come out to the public. The public has a right to know. Americans have a right to know.
And that goes the same with the JFK files.
JFK.
When we post this to X and Rumble later from the live show, we'll put it up front. You have her in the cabinet meeting saying, nope, never said that. It's child porn. It's not Epstein. He's not doing anything. And then you have her in all of the videos saying, no, it's hundreds of victims. It's him. We know it's him. And then you have all the emails and stuff and all the witnesses. We know it's him. He may have had some other stuff there as well. And then they just turn around and say, we're traitors if we say this, and we didn't hear all this. So, and now Todd Blanche says, no, there's no evidence of any victims. There's no evidence of any abusers. He's mad at the reporter. This is just crazy. What are you talking about? What do you think? This is a Jeffrey Epstein case or something? So there's the crime. There's what's bad with the Trump administration. Right in plain view. But we need to focus on that. 20% of the time, whatever. How about 99% of the time? Can we focus 1% on all the proven sex slaves and murder and death and killing? Because people aren't doing that. And that's how the enemy's winning. They're making it all about Trump. Just because Trump's done the wrong thing and his DOJ's done the wrong thing, great, we're upset with them and we're exposing it. But we have to focus on the Democrats and Bill Gates and planning the pandemic and the sex slavery and all of this stuff. We have to talk about that, which I'll get to in a moment, and Kyle Servant's coming up to get into it as well. But did some really sick stuff. But let's finish up with her. Here it is.
Yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What are the things that, and maybe some people don't understand the need to redact. In the case of a victim, that should be pretty obvious.
We've already
people.
Heard this. Skip to the next
what
one.
What are the other things that maybe you'd have to redact?
James Comer said yesterday that all the Epstein files are missing. Can you confirm what the status of them? We still haven't heard from you.
No, the FBI. Yeah, the FBI, they're reviewing. There are tens of thousands of videos of Epstein with children or child porn. And there are hundreds of victims, and no one victim will ever get released. It's just the volume, and that's what they're going through right now. The FBI is diligently going through that. I haven't seen that statement, but I'll call him later and find out.
So it's Epstein abusing children, and that's all in his emails. We'll show you in a moment. But Todd Blanche says there's nothing there. Go to sleep. Okay. All right. And again, when these Democrats jump up and down and say, CCC, go, oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, they're guilty by extension now, but you're the ones that covered it all up and said it didn't exist, and your party's the one that did it. Let's make it about that, because, yeah, okay, whatever we got to do with Trump, that's that. But you're not going to turn this around and not make it about you, because you're the leader of this circus. You're the ringmasters. Trump's just turning into a clown over on the side. Trump and his DOJ are just like one little scene at the circus, a little clown car that drives around and 10 clowns pile out now. So sad when it comes to this case. So much other good stuff. But I mean, that's what it is. But the circus master, that's you. And so we need to turn that around on these Democrats and get all the clips of Anna Kasparian and all the rest of Democrats attacking me and others, but mainly me. It doesn't exist. There's no Pizzagate. There's no human trafficking. I've seen her do it. He makes up all this stuff. There's no pedophilia. They just say, like, there's no Antifa. They're like, there's no pedophilia. There's no Satanism. It's a satanic scare. They've done shows about me recycling the 80s. Jones has brought back the 1980s satanic scare. NPR, CNN. Jones claims they're kidnapping kids and draining their blood. Jones claims that they do it on islands before the island was even known. And then they spin it because I'm saying, no, Howard Lutnick bought a house from the guy that ran Epstein. Got to watch him. Give me some evidence. You have all this evidence. We got to go there. And they just do the same thing. Why are you covering up for Trump? I just exposed that Trump, by extension, has become complicit. They ignore that. They edit it out to deceive you because they don't want you to come to the actual show. They don't want you to actually see the documents. They don't want you to be empowered. Let's just start going into it. Mark Trammo, PhD, Director of Institute of Music Brain Science, founding member of the board of co-director, University of California, Initiative Associate Clinical Professor of Neurology at David Gevin School of Medicine, UCLA, adjunct, goes on, professor. And looky here, Mark Trammo, neurologist who has taught, it goes on, is talking to Epstein after their meeting, how great it was. Says, thanks for sending Richard Johnson my way. This is him talking to Jeffrey Epstein. I trust the kind words I shared with him are acceptable to you. If not, please let me know ASAP. I'm on the road. Yeah, didn't tell him about the little secrets. I'm on the road. My cell is redacted in it. That's okay. Then I hope you realize this recognition for all you do for so many of us, in my way, opinion, overdue and well-deserved. Cheers, Mark. Yo, he does so much for him. Don't you worry. Was just reading today that newborns will suck on a pacifier more vigorously if it triggers playback of a recording of their mother's voice than another woman's voice. Have you read David Brock's Social Animal? Was number one New York Times. Mark Jude Trano, Department of Neurology, Director Institute, Co-Director, University of California, Multicampus. Now, there's a bunch of other references in there to starving the babies so they suck harder. There's other emails from other people. So that just gives you an idea. These are some really, really sick people. Now, moving on here, let's look at this. Jeffrey Epstein email exchange where they talk about a little girl praying in bed about Jesus saving her life. This is in 2011. And we'll put it on screen for you if we can, the HD of that, which is kind of hard to read there. It's a little bit blurred. And he's talking to an unnamed person. We can wait to get pulled up. I wanted that earlier. I know there's a lot for you guys to keep track of. Just wait to get it HD'd up. This is all over the place. You just type in Jeffrey Epstein, little girl, bed, Jesus. It'll come up on X for you. And you know, yeah, there it is. She said that she felt God's presence next to her when she was in bed. She knows that Jesus watches over her and he helps save her. Save her life. Whoops. Clearly. Yeah, no, Jesus didn't save your life. Absolutely sick. But this stuff you can say is just esoteric and, you know, gross. But when you get into all of the jerky and, oh, one piece of pizza, it's glowing and really happy and you'll like it. There'll be, you know, for seven of you. And then they go, yeah, I love the torture video. Yeah, I'm freaked out. I don't want any more pizza. I'm seeing shadows. Well, it's hidden for everybody. We already showed you those last week. Just go to the Department of Justice search and type in jerky. And he's talking to Francis Derby, who owns a restaurant called Cannibal. The Cannibal. And he's talking to, you know, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these. Francis has time to come tomorrow to show me how to make it. Jerky class, anyone? He will also bring you a taste of his new jerky recipe from his restaurant and sends a warm hello. He's working on a restaurant called Cannibal and Cooks. Wait for it, the beef jerky and steak. He has time at 3 p.m. tomorrow. if that's okay with you. This is to Jeffrey Epstein. He's responding back. How is your jerky situation? Should I bring more? Old saying, dog ate my homework. Well, my dog ate the beef jerky. I was looking for the beef jerky, and I knew it was in my suitcase, and then thought maybe I left it at the beach only to find the small plastic bag near my dog's bed, hence no beef jerky. I emailed Francis to make sure more of it. We need 6 to 8 ounces to send to the lab to get processed in the IVs, and I'll forward Francis the info to send it to the lab directly. I'll try you later today. This is a message complaining to Jeffrey Epstein and others. I don't want to be too demanding, but the last time food was cold, can you please make sure the food is hot? Cold pizza, dead kid, and cold pasta, dead kid, are disgusting. Do you still want us for lunch? Woody said you should write back, Woody, meaning that you just want Woody for lunch today. Just so you know, that wouldn't go over well. This is hundreds of these. Jeffrey is becoming the Mother Teresa. Sorry, I spilled water on this. That's why you see that. Feeding hungry children and taking care of the poor. Feeding hungry children. I mean, feeding them out. If this happens, I will get very scared, and then the end of the world is soon. And there's breakdowns of Asmund Gold. He does a good job breaking these down very quickly. Let's click up with him, and then I got a bunch that haven't been covered yet. At least I haven't seen them covered yet. Got hundreds of them right over there. And I haven't even gotten into the openly him in hundreds of emails selling babies, buying babies, disappearing babies, paying them for their babies. And this is him talking about babies. I think I covered at the start, too, that sex slavery. We have the slave. It's at the Hyatt. It's a sex slave, and it's been paid for. Here's that clip.
People going crazy think they found a code word for human meat? Wait, what? Hope you are feeling better. Did we analyze the jerky? Why didn't we get jerky this week? I also added more to the jerky and ginger lemongrass. Thank you so much. Super cool. Beef jerky, delicious. JoJo is here and we'll walk the jerky over to Jeffrey. We'll walk the jerky over to Jeffrey.
Why would jerky walk around?
Why would it do that? Delicious lunch, beef jerky. Steve and I are very grateful, above all, for your friendship. Some of these emails are so wholesome, aren't they? It's too bad they eat kids. A small insulated bag would be fine. I don't recommend checking it. No need for crazy amounts of ice. One should do. There is one bag of beef jerky in the fridge. Please get it. Also, blank has more at her place. Please get it from her as well. I suppose it needs to be in a cold, insulated bag. Just wanted to touch base about jerky. J.E. said he was going to start eating regular food again, so he might be eating less jerky. He said he has 6 bags of it in the downstairs freezer. Why would you freeze jerky? Steve needs a 6 to 8 ounce portion of jerky.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm jacked up on the methylene blue. It's the best thing you guys have ever had.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it, I started taking it, and Boy, let me tell you something. What a blessing.
I do subscribe to the Methylene Blue. I feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like you said, I've been taking the Methylene Blue, and it is freaking awesome. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now.
I must say that it does a damn good job.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the Methylene Blue, and I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
Powered by Methylene Blue, Ultra Methylene Blue at TheAltitudeStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.